Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, 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 girl.
Can you feel it?
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Preach. And now, all eyes on me, baby. Huh?
You know what?
Yeah, well, you came
back. You got it, but you don't know who to trust. So many players hating. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready
like
for
that.
The bumper, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell. That's where them cowards going.
That's where the devil's going.
Smile up when you see me. And let the devil suck. But
yeah.
They finally freed me. I got a caravan and
what?
Every time we ride, hitting up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause
I'm
even when I'm
up, I'm a damn guy.
The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want to do is say, I'm a five double low. Being
Tree.
Yeah.
Tree.
I know.
You with
I'm
me,
right
baby.
Here. I'm right here.
All
I'm right
eyes.
Up in here.
Hey, yeah. Hey, y'all, hey, listen, and I'm going to say this before I get started. My city, get it together, man. Get it together. I'm serious. There are things that we all were raised with, okay, as men and as women, as older men and as younger women. There are ways that we're supposed to portray ourselves. There are things that we should and should not be doing. Young man, get your ass up. Let that old lady sit down with them bags.
Right.
Young woman, nobody else on the train wants to hear your conversation. Nobody. And then you have the nerve to look people in their face and tell them, mind their business. Well, how about you making your business, and not their business?
Right.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm oof. Oof,
that's
sorry.
Take
a deep breath.
I try to think to myself.
I mean, it's just crazy, you know. Please. Everyone, forgive me for this tardiness, though it was not, I repeat, was not my fault. The Green Line had issues with a rail that was cracked. They were going to take us home, then they weren't going to take us home. Get on the train, get off the train, come here, don't come there, do this and do. I mean, it was crazy. It was
right.
Crazy. It was crazy. But you know what? I'm here with y'all. I love all of y'all. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your understanding. But as I was saying, these young people making me sad, Trace. These young people are really making me sad because I'm looking at the direction that this thing that we call the DMV is going in.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad. It really is, you know.
Yeah, that's sad to hear.
Yeah, but I'm going to get off of that. I'm going to get off my soapbox. We are late. We all know. But I want to try to put our fingers on exactly what is wrong with this team. Now, they did win last night. They did
right.
win last night. But I'm really not liking what I'm seeing. I'm really not cool with what our team is offering. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just they could do better, if you ask me. And tonight we're going to try to see if we can figure out what needs to be done besides Scott Brooks being fired. But what else could be done to raise the level of play that our team is putting out there, you know? We're also going to talk about these Washington Capitals. And, hey, listen, We know the norm when we're talking about a Washington team is the, oh boy, what was me? How are they playing? Why are they playing the way they're playing? But this hockey team really has attacked this season thus far. This hockey team starting sporting, can you hear my voice, girl? I'm telling you, I'm losing it. Starting sporting a 5-1 record this season thus far. It's early NHL season. Go Caps, you know. And we want to discuss the news of the NFL, the trades, the cuts, who's coming on, who's being released, and we are going to have. And I'm so sad right now, y'all. I'm about to, this Miss T, man. This is my co-host. But we're going to have Miss T's final pick for the season. Her Super Bowl pick for the season. And remember, we're not just going to pick who's winning, who's losing. We're also picking who the winning team's rushing and receiving yards. The winning team's rushing and receiving yards. So, hey, look here. Y'all buckle up. Kale's Corner ain't gone. You know, we still here. Like I say, DMV Kale just had a hard time getting up in here today. But guess what? I'm here. And I love all of y'all. Let's go. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. Y'all be ready to point your fingers at these wizards when we come back. All right?
Okay.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then sang. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
I want to be, the only way I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this. One better place, guilty race to waste it. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, that's what tonight, and the only time we
just... Ooh. You know, I believe everything is done for a reason. You know what I mean? And I truly believe that we got all we got from Tupac with his changes just now for a reason. So whoever Pac was talking to and whatever point he was trying to get across to you, take that. You understand?
Yeah.
Take that. You know what I mean? But anyway, these Washington Wizards. I'm telling you, girl, I am. Trees, when it comes to this Wizards team and, you know, the things that they're showing us, you know, I've already complained about having, you know, ill feeling towards a player telling the coach and the staff when he or she, I mean, well, he is going to play, when he is going to, you know, give his effort to the team. And you know, I had a lot of people saying, well, DMVKill, you can't trip off of that. DMVKill, you can't worry about that. He's there. He's a player. Let me tell you why DMVKill is tripping and worrying and does not like that. Because what you allow one player to do, the rest are going to do. Am I right, Tree?
To a certain extent, because they got to be able to perform on his level as well. They can't just be no bum talking about, Mahimi can't go in there talking about, I'm not working. Back to back. I'm just not doing that. He can't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Tree.
Yeah.
Tree.
Yeah.
Listen. We all were young, right, and raised in a household with our parents and our siblings, right?
Yes.
If our mom told our brother, our sister, that they could do something that we can't do, there's a problem. Listen, I'm 49 years old, and I still got beef with my mama on some things that she let Big Boy and my little sister get away with that I ain't get away with.
There you go.
I'm going to take it to my grave because mama still whoop your cans. She don't care. But there's still some things that I'm like, oh, hold up. How does Bama get to do that? Hold up. How she get to do that? You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to do that. So what I'm saying is that birth brings out animosity. It brings out animosity. So in essence, Trees, you're starting a rift with your team. You're starting a rift within your team. You know what I'm saying? And there is no way around it.
Well, only person that can say that is himself, because he came in with those ideas. Everybody has the same opportunity to do it, to exercise whatever. So
hey,
the only person that can do
that. I don't know what you have done with my damn co-host.
I'm
but you better bring her. You better bring her back right now. You know what I mean? You better bring her back.
All right, well, let's get
seeing the other side of, you know what I mean? Seeing the other side of the coin, all this mess on me. You know that that's wrong, Tree. You can't tell one professional.
You shouldn't get it. That's right.
Yeah, you can't tell one athlete this is how, you can't set the standard of, okay, you'll get away with this and you can do that, but let the other players, you're holding them to a higher standard. That's not right. That's not right. And you're already, you're coming in with friction. The other players can see this. The other players know, hold on, man. Why does Bama Westbrook get to choose and decide what games he's going to play, when he's going to come out there, and I got to give my all each and every game? I got to put out each and every game. But this Bama is basically being allowed to do whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to say, it's – you know, and I can understand, Treat. You want to see the other, you want to see both sides of the story. And I'm with you 1,000 on that. You know what I mean? I can get down with you 1,000 on that. But I'm telling you, it does not translate over to anything good.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line?
At what point? Mm-hmm.
So what if now?
Yeah,
what if now, Bradley?
You know, y'all got a couple of since we were talking about back to back. You know, y'all got some back to back coming up. It's gonna be the 7th and the 8th. So that's I think that's the last one for a minute. Cause until like the 14th and the 15th. So you got y'all play Valentine's Day and the day after. So those are the couple of back to back. So I don't know which one of those games he gonna play. Boston or Houston, or in the 7 or 8 game is Charlotte against. I mean, you know, y'all and Charlotte, and then on the 8th is Charlotte against Chicago.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, let's let's start taking some calls. What's up, 57?
Woo!
What's up,
hey, 57.
Hey, sis. What's happening with you? What's up, Kale? What's up, family? Crew?
What's up? What's up, soldier?
I'm gonna say this like this. Sis, you keep the stats all the time. So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Go back through Westbrook's history. What has he won? As a leader,
mm-hmm.
as a teammate, what has he won?
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait.
I'm gonna look. I gotta look him up. You told me look him up. I wasn't prepared to look him up. I didn't have him on my Rolodex.
Yeah. He wasn't on the radar.
You
was with Kevin Durant. You couldn't win. You was with what's the name? The bearded one. You still couldn't win. So now you come here to D.C., who I fought the coach and the ownership for going out getting that bum. You bring him here, and now he want to exercise on a mediocre team. He want to exercise his rights as a superstar when you should be teaching these guys how to play together as a team and how to go for a win. You know? So that's
say that again, sir.
You bring this
say
bum
that again,
here.
Sir.
He never won nothing, and instead of him exercising his mental capabilities as a ball player to help the team, he's just thinking about himself. Ain't made the Wizards better or nothing. You should have kept John Wall and got us a big man.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh
hey,
boy! Now you're stepping on my toes, 57. You're stepping on my toes now. I'm not 100% behind keeping John Wall because let me get this out. I started seeing the beginning of the end with John Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And John Wall had already established this is my team. So whoever you brought in, you know, John Wall would challenge them. And you don't want that. You don't want that at all. So you look at who would be the lesser of the two. And it's Bradley Beal. Because even now, what Brad is showing us is, oh, well, you know, I'm going to do this. And you know, I
right.
give him his congratulations for passing Michael Jordan with the most game with 25 points to start the season. I'll give him his props for that. But for me, true props come when you start winning some championships. Like Mike did.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't care about all these simulated accolades. Like you know, we're really supposed to jump up for joy and act crazy now that Bradley Beal has passed Michael Jordan with the number of games with 25 points to start a season. That means nothing. That's Cracker Jack. Okay?
Thank you.
That's Cracker Jack. And what does DMV Kale mean by Cracker Jack? When I go and I buy a telescope from a store, it works way better than that Cracker Jack that one I get as a gift in the Cracker Jack. So you guys can get all excited and Yahoo and everything over these Cracker Jack accolades, But DMV Kale, that stuff means nothing. It means nothing to me.
I just don't understand. Maybe I'm wrong on the John Wall, and I'll give you that, Kale. But I just don't understand why we keep going, getting it, even when we went and got Michael Jordan. What do we need Michael Jordan for? Nothing.
Well,
just to feel the
Mike. Mike was playing with conditioner.
Michael gave up nothing.
His claim was conditioner. Abe Pollin made Michael Jordan a promise. And Mike Twain was strictly off of the promise. His playing for us was not off of, oh, Mike, the great scorer, the championship winner that he is. No, it was off the promise. Okay, well, if you do this, then we're going to let you we're going to let you go ahead and put your team together and you know, we're going to bow down and allow you to make all the moves that you want to make. That's what Mike's playing was for. A. Poland wanted high parts in the seat. I can't argue it. I can't say it to be untrue because there were high parts in the seat when Michael Jordan decided to blaze up and come back on that court.
Oh, yeah.
People wanted
to
see. Hey, DMV Carroll was one of them. Because when the Wizards played Chicago and Mike was on the team as a player, oh, you best believe I went and checked that game out. Me and my man went and checked that game out. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to see. I knew I wasn't going to see young 20-something-year-old Mike out there running the court doing his thing. I wanted to see the Mike that was left. Maybe it's still something amazing out there. Maybe he's going to still do something to all me. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to see. To hell with everything and everybody else.
Can I stop you for a second? Since I've been out of it for a minute, I've been watching a lot of basketball. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the biggest jokes I see right now in the NBA is Joel Embiid. All that talent, and he's wasted his time to be a three-point shooter.
But Embiid was voted the player of the week, wasn't he?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yes, right, I said it.
You must be talking about somebody else.
I know I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Joel Embiid, who I don't care if he takes a three-pointer. If he doesn't make it, somebody hit him. Or he done broke a leg or something, got to lay on the floor for 4 minutes. I mean, man, these guys, that's the biggest joke in the world. You 7 feet and you out shooting 3 points. Give me a break.
That's what the game is now.
He needs to get better at his game. Let me tell you something. If you're a big man playing for me, if you can't get inside and score where I expect you to score, every time you shoot a three-pointer, you better hit it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000% on that. I look at this league, and, you know, me and my man Debo, you know, we was watching the Wizards game last night. God. Scott Brooks cannot lead this team fast enough for me. He can't. Right. He can't. He needs to go. We knew coming in that he was not, I repeat, not a defensive coach in any means whatsoever. The Wizards have always had offense. They've always had rebounding. They've always had scoring. We need defense. And then
exactly.
Mo Wagner, why in the hell didn't he get a minute on the court last
night?
Thank
you, man.
Again, the Wizards won, but I'm like, okay, why are you not giving Mo Wagner any time? Why is he not playing? What has he done to get into your bad graces? You know, or for perfect English, out of your good grace. What has he done? I just don't. You say what?
Sometimes you don't know how to coach a player. You don't know how to coach a player. Hmm. You don't know how to figure him into your system.
I think he was trying to do it without certain players. If, you know what I'm saying? If certain players was hurt or I don't know. I'm just trying to get into his brain and try to figure why he wouldn't play him because he wasn't hurt.
But you're getting players back. You're getting players back.
Right.
So why are you playing like that?
I think he was trying to get other players. I think he was trying to get other players playing time, like trying to fit other players in for playing time. I think. I don't know if that's
57.
True or not. It cannot be true. I don't know. But it was like
57.
Yo. It was like his whole. He had no intentions on playing them, so he had to have a game plan already set up with him not including Wagner. You know what I mean? Because he had no intention on playing him.
I think Brooks lost himself, man.
57. Who in the hell is this other side of the coin? Who is that? Who in the hell is this other side of the coin? No, co-host that I got right.
That's the truth.
I know it's
I'm trying to help y'all, man. See, I can go. I'll be trying to take it easy on your man. Because he really do need to get up out of there. Because why wouldn't you play him? Why wouldn't you play to win? And that's what Steve Van Gundy. No, that's not Steve Van Gundy. He said, you play to win the game.
Hello. You play to win the game. 563-999-3782. The mighty Herman Edwards. See what I'm saying? Kill Corner,
that's
man.
That's
y'all
it.
Don't know what y'all gonna get. Y'all don't know what y'all gonna get. 563-999-3782. Pass us along. Tell somebody about what they doing over there on the corner. We be right back.
Whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that nigga's songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap, ayy. Shawty, come sit on my lap, ayy. They saying Drizzy just snap. In between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap, ayy. I see some niggas attack, and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip.
You know, every time I try to get behind Drake and say his music is good,
nah.
I took a half and she took a whole. You Bama, why is she taking a whole thing and you take it? Anyway, I digress.
Right.
Let that sizzle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I digress. I took a half and she took the whole thing. You Bama. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, you a whole
y'all
Bama.
Know every, y'all know every now and then I listen to the words that are being said. And that thing just threw me for a loop right there, you know. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Anyway, congratulations to this Washington Capitals. Be quiet, G. This Washington Capitals hockey team on their 5-1 start. I've watched closely maybe 2-3 games that this Capitals team has played, and I'm telling you, this team has no fear. This team feels as though that they are destined. They are destined. And I may mention the Tuesday night that they have a new coaching staff, both head coach and assistant coach. So with that being said, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to June and July when hockey starts to wind down and this Capitals team show what they made of. Therese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't been really watching it that much because I've been trying to do some trading, trying to get into some other things. But the last game that I did watch, it was so exciting, I said I'm not going to miss any more. That's for sure. Because it was really exciting.
The Caps and the Bruins. And the Bruins is always, they are always a hard team when it comes to this this Capitals team. So, you know, hey, like I say, man, we're going to give props to this Caps team, and we hope that they keep it on, man. Represent home, man. It's good to have a team that's actually winning. They play New York tonight. And it's good to have a team that you can talk about with your head high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they maintaining and holding theirs, you know, when it comes to this cap team. So, hey, kudos. We give them an attaboy. And, you know, we appreciate what you guys are doing over there on this Caps extravaganza. Yeah, talk about.
They only lost
we're gonna
one
take
game.
A quick one.
They're doing good. They 6-1 right now.
Yeah, one game. Yeah. 6-1. Exactly. I took one of their games away. They're 6-1 right now. We're gonna take a quick one, and when we come back, we're gonna go ahead into this NFL trade. And cuts, and I can't believe what's happening. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. That's the number. Y'all get with somebody, man, and tell them what Mrs. T and Kale doing on the corner. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew deep. It was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Well, that's not Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Quadrant, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleep talking, I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
I'm sorry. You know what? I have this love-hate relationship with Eminem that I need help for, y'all. I'm serious. When I played it, I said, oh, man, this is one of them joints that's going to take for a minute for him to come out with it. You know what I'm saying? As Eminem does. But when he give it to me, I just love the rap so much that I just go ahead and, you know, okay, so what? He did. He took a long time. I'm gonna let it ride. But I want to talk about, and we made mention of this on Tuesday, my boy Matthew Stafford. You know,
yeah.
He's now joined Allegiance with the Rams, and. Your boy Jared Goff has finally come out and spoken. He wants the hell out of that tree. He want to be gone.
Right.
I mean, what's going on with your NFC West, boo? I mean, what's happening?
Wait, Stafford don't want to be with the Rams? Is that what you're saying?
No, Jared Goff. Jared Goff has been quiet. He said nothing. Until yesterday, with his comment,
he had to go to the Texans. He went to the Texans.
Oh, he has gone to the Texans. Come on, catch me up now. You know.
Yeah, he was the Texans. Matthew Stafford is with the Rams, honey. Yes, Matthew Stafford is with the Rams. They swapped quarterbacks.
How do you feel about that?
I feel. Look, it's only gonna make our division stronger. You know, him being in the league, but I really hate that he went there. I really wanted him to go to the 49ers, you know, but it's all said and done. It's a wrap. So we have to look elsewhere. And I don't see us looking for Kirk Cousins. I mean, that ain't going to help us none. I mean, I don't want to keep going backwards, keep picking up all these old people. Let's just go new, fresh, new, like everybody else.
But Kurt was your coach's pick when he was here.
Yeah, but that's old. It's old. It's done. But it was his pick at another team. See,
what's wrong? Your coach want that old thing back.
No, we don't do that. We try not to never go backwards because see, the problem is still there. You know, the problem is still there because you know how I know the problem is still there? We never worked on it. Yeah. We never worked on it, so the problem's still there. I ain't got time to work on it. We're going to move on. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said
it. I mean, you know, the Rams trade with Detroit. Well, I'm going to say this. I remember when there was Mark this moment. No, mark this moment. Debo said, I have nothing to say. So we're going to mark this moment. Real talk. But, no, I remember when the Rams were involved in a trade with my Washington team. And everybody was talking about how, you know, my Washington team gave up the farm for one RG3, you know. That was stupid. I never would have made a trade. The Rams got over like a fat rat. Well, I guess that fat rat trade comes with a condition of you are going to make a fat rat trade before it's all over with. Because them Rams, if I'm not mistaken, they've made a fat rat trade to Detroit. I mean, It really looks like
they need to do that.
Maybe
they
the Rams
are
the Rams. Well, it looks like they're thinking. Need I say Tom Brady-ish when it comes to master effort?
No.
I mean, that's what the Rams have given up.
Oh.
That's what they're telling me by their movement.
Oh, right. Got you. I thought you was actually saying he was a Tom Brady.
No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that
that's what they gave up.
Exactly. They gave up like it wasn't nothing. Like it wasn't nothing. Like
right.
Okay, so what?
Right.
Hey.
Right. A matter of fact.
Hey. And
that's what it was
and,
like, oh, a matter of fact.
And Jared Goff has gone to the Texans, right?
Right.
Y'all doing some real wicked. Y'all making some real wicked moves. Only one that ain't making no move is Seattle and y'all at the 49ers. What's going on, man?
It's coming.
What's going on, man?
It's coming. It's coming. Just watch.
I mean, now I'm gonna be honest. Can I be honest? Brutally honest.
Absolutely.
I can see why Seattle hasn't really made any moves as far as quarterback go, because Russell Wilson has proven himself to still be sustainable as the starting quarterback. So I can see that, but they need linemen, and on the defensive side of the ball. That's right, Debo. We're talking about your team. On the defensive side of the ball, they suck.
Right.
They suck. So they need defensive players as well. And you know what? Ooh. While we got them here, you know I'm coming to you, 57. What is your Pittsburgh Steelers going to do, man?
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, I'm going to tell you, Kev, give me 1 second here. Let me ask this question. I thought. Where did Watson go?
Who?
Nowhere yet.
Nowhere yet.
Oh, nowhere yet?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. See, all I can say is this, Kale. I told you, you see where Ben already saying he'll come back and play for a less salary because his head on the block. We don't need his head on the block. We could get Watson. You know, we need a quarterback. We need to step up our defense.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get Watson, I'm with Tracy, man. Let's get rid of these old quarterbacks that can't move the ball down the field. You know, Tom Brady right now is an exception, but let him not win the Super Bowl and they're going to and this boy come out there and play lights out and they win the Super Bowl. First thing they're going to say is age finally caught up with him. Watch. That's what they're going to say. Now,
I'm sorry to cut you off, 57. But Debo said that the Rams did that so your team couldn't. And I'm trying to get him started. You know it. But is that true?
No. They needed a quarterback because they gave up on Jared Goff. I'm not gonna say he's not a good quarterback, but he's not a good quarterback. He don't learn from his mistake. He makes the same mistake. That's his problem because he makes the same mistake all the time. Like he don't learn from his mistake, and that's why he was on the trade block because. The Rams was supposed to, you know, the Rams was supposed to be there 2 years ago. The Rams was supposed to make it.
Right.
And, you know, when he do the same mistakes over and over, and you telling somebody, hey, stop looking over there, look over here. or stop doing this, and you keep constantly doing it. I'm like, dog, I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to do.
So you've given up on them as well?
No. I'm just telling you how they felt. That's why they got a new quarterback. That's why they went with a different quarterback. They could have kept him. He only been in the league. What? 2016 he was drafted, right? First overall pick.
Right.
Okay.
My bad. You're right.
He played for Cal.
You're right.
UCLA.
I agree with Kale, sis. If you keep if Stafford go to San Francisco, San Francisco go to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. But they need a quarterback as well. They feel like if they get this quarterback, they going to the Super Bowl.
Who is that?
You feel me? That's how the Rams feel. Let me get this mofo before they get him. Because if they get him, they definitely going to the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
Again.
Yep, I'm with you, sis. I'm with you.
Mm.
That was a
big boy. Come on in here, big boy.
What's up, big boy?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, Kale, Trees, 57? Look.
Hey, what's up, big boy?
I ain't nothing, man. Your man, Jared Goff, he too busy with his eye on McVay girl. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like once that, I don't know if it was Twitter or text message or what, but once that message got out there, I ain't really seen them doing too much on the field. You know what I'm saying? It seemed to me like they like, nah, your mind ain't on the game. These guys are too out of here. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, your mind on my woman. Nah, we got to.
Hold on. Hook me up. Hook me up, big boy. You're saying Jared Goff mind is on McVay's woman?
Yeah. You ain't hear about the text or Twitter or something, and he was saying about her
Tree?
Looking good and all.
Tree,
I did hear that.
Where's this coming from, Tree?
No, he is exactly right, but I didn't understand because I couldn't find the original text, so I didn't want to put some fake news out there and to be wrong. So I was researching it, but I couldn't find it.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the second time that Sean has gotten into this type of situation with a player and himself. Am I correct?
Yeah.
When he was here at Washington. Wasn't rumors going around like that? I'm just trying to keep up. That's all. I'm just trying to keep up.
I mean, the man McVay might have some insecurities when it comes to that area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He might have some insecurities. Mm. But I just thought, you know, dang, it was wild how Goff was out there doing it. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't. And then, you know, you start hearing about these messages about Sean McVay won, and Jared Goff making comments about her and how good she looking and all that. So I'm like, you know, hey, look, me, that ain't professional because it ain't got nothing to do with football.
That's right. What happens when you have to hire a 32-year-old coach and his players older than you.
I feel it. Hey, look, it's young buck against young buck on that one. So,
yeah.
Hey, look, the older coach already know what's up, you know. Young dudes, you know, he doing what young dudes do.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at my girl? Why are you all in her face? And, you know,
because he was playing good at first.
Yeah, he was.
You take your girl.
And he got checked.
You got to get me to
you
put
in
two
the box
and two together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got checked. Everything else went to hell.
What'd you say, big boy?
I said, that don't get me to putting two and two together. You know what I'm saying? His game, his play goes now. And you know the coach controlled the way the game's called. You know what I'm saying?
True.
He put the game plan there. He know his quarterback's strengths and weaknesses. So if he asking him to do something he ain't too good at, you know what I'm saying? He doing that now. He was all
right.
That's where he was. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Don't fix
it. You know, go ahead.
That boy, okay, that NFC West eating up. That NFC West is eating up.
Hey,
it's coming
all
to
I
y'all.
Ask for, all I ask for is a quarterback for Christmas. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
563-9993. Well, your quarterback is
3782. 3782 is the number here at Kale's Corner. Yes, it is. We'll be right back.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, the Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched.
Whoa,
heritage
whoa.
Inside your DNA. That
whoa,
don't
whoa,
exist.
Whoa,
burn
whoa.
Inside a jellyfish. I get.
Whoa. That, I don't know what it is about that pop. I just love that pop. Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is. We've heard the music. Debo, I'm going to take it that you'll be texting your answer in, Debo. Since you don't want to answer your phone, you Bama, I'm going to take it that you'll be texting your winners and losers and passing and receiving yards. And you know what, T? You know what I thought about, T? And you tell me, will this make it too complicated? How many yards does defense allow? The winning
okay.
for the Super Bowl champion. How many yards
okay.
do you think this defense is going to allow? So we're going to say the passing yards of the winning team, rushing yards of the winning team, and then I'm going to take it as far to add them up and tell me how many yards do you think the winning team, the winning defense will allow? Everybody straight on that?
Yeah, good.
57.
Allow rushing yards,
I'm
right?
I'm ready, baby.
You say what, Tree?
Allow rushing yards.
Allow? No. See, we're going to decide the winning teams. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay.
We're going to.
You know what? I can't stand.
I did that to myself.
Yeah,
right. I can take that. So Debo, you in with us, man? Let me see. Debo, you in
I'm
with
here,
us?
I'm here.
Oh
I'm
my
here.
Goodness!
How
oh shit! Sure. Hey Debo.
Wait, excuse
Is it
me.
Snowing
excuse
outside?
Me.
Ain't not a reigning champ.
Huh?
So Debo, you understand what we're putting together to find a winner here with this Super Bowl pick, right?
You have
to pick the team that wins. You have to pick the team that wins rushing yards. You have to pick the team that wins rushing yards. You have to pick the team that won allowed rushing yards. Like, how many yards did
If Tampa Bay won, how many yards did they allow Kansas City in with rushing? Everybody straight?
Everybody
straight.
Yep. All right, Mr. Eagle, it's all yours, babe.
Okay, so y'all, everybody already knows that it's the Kansas City Chiefs versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we're going to go, let's go with Debo since we got him here for the first time doing one of these sessions. Let's go, Debo.
Okay.
Okay, so let me do it this way to make it. I'm gonna do it this way to make it.
Miss T spilled venom today, y'all.
So Debo, what team is gonna win?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Huh?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, Chiefs. What's your passion, y'all?
I think Mahomes is going for I'll say 340.
Hey, Debo, hold on. I'm trying to make some more room on the wagon for you, bro. Hold on.
Don't wag him, Debo. What's in y'all, Debo?
Hey, I'm glad you're back, man. How you feel, brother?
I'm doing great, bro. How you doing?
We don't have time for that right now. We got to get this in. It's almost 7.
Okay.
We love you, though. 7, though. We love you. Yes, rushing yards.
It ain't even 6:45 yet.
It's 6:34, and it's 5 people on the phone.
Oh, my
God. Let's get it.
Come on, we're doing your rushing yards right now.
Okay, rushing yards. I say 128, 130.
Which one?
Oh, the Kansas City. Rushing 130. I'm sorry, 130.
Okay. Allow rushing
yards. They don't run either. 115.
Okay. Come on, big boy. What team?
You don't want the score?
I'm sorry.
Give me a score, Debo. You're right.
The score, I think the score is going to be like, it's the Super Bowl. 38-27.
Okay. Let's go, big boy. You up next.
All right, I got Kansas City. I got the score being 35-24. The passing yards for Kansas City, 350. I got the rushing yards, 120. And the allowed rushing yards, 95.
Come on, 57.
Hang around to somebody that's going to tell you what it's really going to be like. Dang, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
Okay.
They're going to allow, I'd say, 125 rushing yards.
Wait. No, do passing, rushing, then allow. Go passing.
Yeah.
Oh, how many passing yards?
How many passing yards, how many rushing yards, and then the defense allowed.
Okay, I said 250. Tampa Bay on their passing yardage. What's next?
Rushing.
I said Tampa Bay going to get at least 110 on them rushing.
And what? How many allow? Mm-hmm. How many you think they're going to allow?
They're going to hold their rushing down to about 110, 115, maybe less.
Which one?
115.
Okay. Come on,
Kale. Wow. I really think Tampa Bay going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tampa Bay is going to win. I think Tampa Bay will have 230, 240 passing yards.
Which one?
And 230.
Okay.
I'm 230 in passing yards.
Right.
105. 105 rushing. Because once Tom realizes that he can get that ball and maneuver that ball downfield, they're not really, they're just going to be rushing to keep it honest. Rushing won't be the feature formula for them. So around 105. Now, allowed rushing yards, I give Tampa Bay's defense a little more than Kansas City's defense. So I think allowed rushing yards will be around the same, 105.
Okay.
105, and that will start Kansas City.
We got Debo, Big Boy, L57. All right, I guess it's me. I'm going with the Bucs as well. And I'm thinking they gonna, cause he gonna have to throw, because the running is gonna have to be even back and forth. So I'm going with 240 passing and 95 rushing and 95 allowed. I get Tang later. I get his later. And that's it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. We're gonna take a quick one. Come back with y'all. Hey, listen. We'll be right back. Sometimes my thoughts are just so wicked, Tree.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be something like a miracle. If Tom Brady pulls this joint off, man, it's going to be something like a miracle. For real. For real. Thank you all late, man. Go ahead, get them real quick while we got them here.
Go ahead. Do you understand the rules? Explain the rules real quick, Kev.
Okay, Tank, we are not only are you picking the winner.
Come right here.
Who?
He right here.
He said he can't hear. Oh, he hit it. He dropped it.
There you go. What did you leave it for? What?
He dropped it.
No, he right there. There you go.
Okay.
You got him?
Tank. You hear me, Tang?
Family, how y'all doing?
Tang, you with me, bro?
Yeah, I'm with you.
My man. Okay, so we're not just picking who's winning. We're picking the winner. We're picking the winning team rushing yards. We're picking the winning team receiving yards. And we're also picking the winning team's rushing yards allowed. You with me?
Yeah, I got you. Winning team rushing yards allowed. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
All right. Let you go. What team you think gonna win?
I'm going with Tom Brady, baby.
Oh. Okay. What's your passing yard?
Passing yards, Tom going to pass for about 285.
What's the rushing yard?
Rushing yards, like I said last time, man, let me see. They're going to need about 77 rushing yards.
77?
Yeah. That's all they're going to need. I picked 76, 75 last time, and I got it real close to it. When they got
okay.
to the
yeah.
They only got 76. I picked 75.
Okay. How many allow yards rushing, do you think?
That they're going to allow the other opponent to get?
Correct.
Yeah.
Tampa
Bay is the thing you pick to win, right?
Exactly. How many yards they're going to allow the Kansas
exactly.
City to get combined all together.
No, just rushing.
No, just
rushing. Oh, just rushing? Just rushing? Okay, just rushing. I'm sorry. They be rushing with Lord Hill and everybody. I say 105.
Oh, that's a kill,
baby. Yeah, we on the same page, baby. Yeah. So I'm changing mine to 106. Yeah. Damn that.
You got it, brother. I sure changed it. 106.
Thank you.
You got it.
That will work.
Yes.
That
so
will
then
work.
It concludes the pick for today. And congratulations.
That concludes the pick for this season.
The season.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's so sad.
Man. Yeah, I'm about to share the kill with this
show.
That's my call, man. Yeah, before you know it, it'll be back around. So we're going to bring Big Boy back in. We're going to bring Philly Sam back in. And we're going to bring Debo back in. You know, because I need to ask you all a question. What made you guys go, if I'm not mistaken, all three of you guys went with Kansas City, right?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't. I went with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Okay. Philly Sam, understand. And Debo, you went with Kansas City, right?
Oh, we didn't get Debo. Oh, yes, we did. He did. We did the cheat. I'm sorry. He was first.
I just don't. Why would this league hold Tom Brady's hand all the way to this point and let it go?
Because Patrick Mahomes is the new. He's the new Tom Brady.
Exactly.
But he can't be the new Tom Brady while Tom Brady is still Tom Brady.
No, he's going to hand it over to him. This is the coordination.
Yeah,
he's
but not right now.
He's about to hand the lead over to him tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday.
Well,
he's about to hand the lead over to him Sunday. It's official.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the defensive line for Tampa Bay going to hold their running game down. If you look at Kansas City, you can't stop Tariq Hill and them guys from running their ball, but they get most of their stuff from little short passes from Kansas
City. Y'all.
And then they don't.
Y'all do
I'm
know,
sorry,
y'all.
Y'all
do know
I
y'all playing, right?
I need one thing. I need one thing, y'all. We didn't get scores. Kale, you didn't give me your score.
Oh.
I didn't do a score. Only person did a score was Debo and Big Boy.
Okay.
Tang, what you think
the score gonna be? And Tang's stealing my stuff. I know he sat back and listened to me, and then he brought in his
score. Come on, 57, what's the score? What's the score, 57?
I said it's gonna be 27-13.
Okay. Tang, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
What you think the score gonna be?
37-31, Tampa Bay.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what you got to do?
Tennessee is not going to score.
That's his score. That's his score. That's his score. You can't argue with that man. But what he did. You know, I think Tampa Bay, 34, Kansas City, 24. 34-24.
Okay. I'm going
34-31. Man, y'all okay.
It's going to be a high-scoring game because it's
Super Bowl. It's going to be 65-plus game. It's going to be one of those.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
because we all know, the NFL likes to go out with the bang.
Yeah.
They like to go out with this bang. So that they can have the game that they're going to continuously play and talk about all off season.
Exactly.
You got Thomas Brady. You got Thomas Brady with a new team, with some old familiar pieces, both on defense and offense.
Yeah.
Dominican Sue, you know, a player that was so much was expected of him coming out, and let's keep it real. Up until this point, and Dominican Sue been like an ordinary dude in his
head. Yeah.
But he's been an exceptional player this year, man, with Tampa Bay. He's fit in with your team on defense just the way they wanted him to fit. He's been a good player this
year. Nah. I'll say he peaked. He peaked and became the player that you're talking about in week 10, week 9. I'll say that.
Right.
Who is that with the airplane behind? Yeah. I'll say he peaked about week maybe 6 or 7. In the beginning of the season, and Dominican Sue wasn't the wrecking ball that he is now. He wasn't.
Okay. If he was on your team, what Dominican Sue would you rather have right now? The beginning of the year guy or the guy right now playing in the Super Bowl? The guy playing in the Super Bowl.
I mean, come on, man. Are you really understanding the question that you asking me? Hell, I want the guy right now. The guy right now is playing in the Super Bowl.
Did you hear what you said before you put it out there? At the beginning of the year,
what's
he was
that?
Just an ordinary dude. Now at the end of the season, now he's stepping up. That's what you want.
I'm
gonna be muted.
Yeah,
soon. I know it.
Boy, shut up. Shut up, boy. Hey, Trey, you see how he dropped BB 2 and 3. Ain't nobody
right.
Gonna mute you. I'm just saying, if I had my way, he would give me glimpses early on in the season and then turn that corner later on. Yes, I would prefer that. But like I said, and Dominican Sue really wasn't showing anything like that at the beginning of the season. He wasn't even giving glimpses. Now he giving you glimpses and he holding it down. So yeah. I want this Sue right now. Who wouldn't?
Right.
Who wouldn't shoot?
Kansas City going to take this joint. If you think about how everybody been talking about how refs have been deciding these games, not to play on the field, NFL got to do something about that. They got to let these dudes play. And if they let them play, I don't think Tampa Bay got enough. I don't think they got enough. Yeah, they got good defense. But Kansas City got a heck of an offense.
And if Kansas City throw
big
more,
boy,
than they more than they rush, they're going to win.
What's the biggest story coming out of the Super Bowl?
Because Tampa Bay can't stop them.
What's going to be the biggest story coming out of the Super Bowl? Let me ask everybody that question right there.
The GOAT against the kid. And I think it was you that said something about the passing of the torch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It being official in this game.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Which is why they're going to go ahead and let these boys play.
But I don't think Tom ready to pass that torch, man.
Exactly.
He already said he's looking forward to next year.
The biggest story coming out
of
the Super Bowl is next year.
It ain't about whether he's ready or not. It's the NFL. Nobody's bigger than the NFL. His time was gone.
He's been bigger on video gate, deflate gate. Every type of gate you can think of, he has been bigger than the NFL.
Only thing Tom Brady got to worry about is father time. Because he didn't already do everything else.
Tom Brady got to worry about if them refs call the game right or not. If they call that game right,
you ain't lying.
Tom Brady magic ain't going to be what Tom Brady magic meant.
I think you're wrong. Y'all been watching the season.
I'm gonna tell you, as the team that Tom Brady first saw going on this 2021 Super Bowl mission, I'm gonna be highly pissed. You hear me? I'm gonna be highly pissed if they decide now to call the game as it should be called. Seriously.
Well, they got who they won the Super Bowl, so it's time to let them play.
It's time to let them play, man.
It is.
It's going to be some rocking, stomping, hitting of this Sunday.
They wanted to be a good game.
We're going to be talking about how Arians and Tom Brady was able to figure out Reed's game plan, hold a young boy down, and look how genius he was. They didn't have to score a whole lot of points to win the Super Bowl. All they had to do was make sure these certain players. I'm telling y'all, look for it. Or was I muted?
Hey, look.
You must hit the mute button.
You muted yourself.
What did you say, boy? We ain't hear you.
I said Joel Embiid ain't gonna score but 2 points.
Boy, you know what I'm saying? This is why you get muted. This is the example of why you get muted. Who in the ham sandwich is talking about basketball right now?
I thought I missed something.
You know what I'm saying? We all did.
Tank said he thought he missed something.
You know what? Yeah. Thank you, 57. Thank you for what you just gave me, man.
I love y'all, man.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey, the love is mutual, man.
As my father would say, you dad damn idiot. As my father would say, you dad damn idiot. All right, y'all. Unfortunately, we was a little late getting it in, but y'all know how we do. We want to thank everyone, man. Everyone that took the time to call in, speakers and speak less. You know what I mean? Love you all. Yeah. Hey, man. We're glad we're going to see on Tuesday. Tuesday, we'll see how this pick thing turned out. I want to say happy birthday to my man, Leonard Kirby. Kirby didn't call on tonight, but we're going to send him a shout out. Happy birthday, shout out anyway.
Happy birthday, Kirby.
Yes, Lord. And enjoy the football this weekend, man, because, you know, after this game, it's going to be a while before we get some more. We're going to get a whole lot of speculative talk and a hopes and this gonna be this and that's gonna be that. And we're gonna see a lot of replays. So hey, enjoy your family. You know, we know that we can't do what we normally do during the Super Bowl, and that is everyone getting together and enjoying it. But enjoy the people that you are around, the people that are in your home with you. Find a reason to give them, just love them and give them so much love that they tell you, baby, you need to chill for a minute. You know what I'm saying, Miss T? What you got to say?
I do. You know what I got to say. We here at Kale's Corner, we love y'all today more than yesterday. Look, it's more than yesterday, but guess what? It's not as much as tomorrow. So give out those flowers, give out those gifts while people are still alive and they can appreciate them. Wash your hands. Be safe, and we love y'all. We're going to meet here at Kale's Corner again on Tuesday. You know the time, 5 o'clock sharp. We'll be here waiting on y'all on the corner, Kale's Corner. Thank you. We love you guys.
Thank you. Showed up. We'll be back at y'all Tuesday, man.